The CCMA has confirmed that mandatory vaccination policies can be enforced by employers. This is stuff employers should know.
Welcome to Stuff Employers Should Know, the podcast navigating the legal complexities of South African employment and labour laws. Proudly brought to you by LabourNet, management's ultimate HR solution.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Barry Gordon Davis, and there's my MVP, and I don't mean my mandatory vaccine policy, but my most valuable producer, Yasser Ismail. How are you doing, Yas?
Hey, Barry, and welcome back.
Yeah, I'm back in the studio. I really missed you, Yas.
Yeah, man, it was awkwardly quiet here. I think we had a little cricket noise playing in the background when I was recording alone.
That's it. I think what happened to me was a bit of karma because I was laughing too hard at all those memes equating not getting COVID-19 by the time you get to the year 2022 as effectively being one of the last few survivors in a zombie apocalypse or something.
Well, at least you got to record from that very fancy-looking cupboard of yours.
Yeah. So, yes. Well, it was my turn to get the Rona. And it was no sweat because I luckily am fully vaccinated. I did not have the symptoms, but I did get that mail. And because of track and trace, which worked actually extremely well, due to my line of work, got the mail that said that you might be exposed. I went and, wanted to ensure the safety of everybody. So I went and got the test. Turned out it was positive. So there I was sitting in my cupboard for a week.
Thanks so much for being responsible. I really do appreciate it.
Our guest today is Duncan Carlisle, the Health and Safety Executive at LabourNet. So welcome to the show, Duncan.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Yasser. Great to be in the studio today. And hopefully we can have a good discussion around your MVP.
Today's episode is a hot topic. Going into last weekend, the CCMA made an award which declared the dismissal of an employee who had refused to get vaccinated as fair. Now, since then, we've received many mails regarding the matter, and I've even seen it doing the rounds on various news publications, so we really had to fit an episode in on it. Now, a mandatory vaccination policy, or MVP, it's not new. Ever since the directive was issued indicating that employers would be allowed to implement such a policy, we've all been sitting and waiting for cases to begin so that it can provide confirmatory guidance as to how to do so fairly. I was even watching the news this morning regarding the Six Nations rugby tournament, and Eddie Jones was busy commenting on the fact that the UK has lifted almost all restrictions. So the problem they now have is that where the UK has almost no restrictions, Italy and France still have probably the most restrictive rules with regards to the vaccine as possible. I mean, you need a super vaccine pass in France and proof that you have the vaccine in Italy just to go to any sporting events or even to go into general public areas. So, the question was posed to him, how does he select his team? And he was saying, well, he's not a medical practitioner. He doesn't select his team based on whether they've been vaccinated or not. But where he has players that are not vaccinated and he then has to travel to Italy or France, because of the regulations, he's unfortunately not going to be able to take them with and he's going to have to replace those players. Now, I feel that business is going to be doing a very similar approach. We've seen large corporates beginning to implement the policies, and now the CCMA has also confirmed receiving many cases for staff who have actually now been dismissed. We get this ruling that came out, and I believe that now we have some sort of clarity, it's going to open the floodgates for others. It has to be emphasized that this ruling, where it is guidance, is not a court authority, and it's obviously not solidified as precedent. But it does help us understand whether what we are doing or how we interpret the directive is correct or not, and gives us a bit of an indication as to where the courts are most likely going to go with these things. So Duncan, firstly, we were busy talking off air, and you were saying that things have really, really changed since that directive was issued by the Department of Employment and Labour all the way back in June 2021.
Yes, Barry. So there have been a number of changes since then. Obviously, there's a lot more science and we know a lot more about the vaccine since that OHS directive was published. We, at that point, we're in the middle of the third wave, and Delta was having a significant impact in terms of, you know, hospital cases, etc. So now where we are...
we had just started rolling out vaccines.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was also a new thing back then.
Absolutely. I mean, at that point, it was only available to over 60s. And so they'd only had one vaccine since then. And I think, obviously, the rollout over the last 6 months has been a lot more effective. And we're now at a point where there's a reasonable amount of the percentage of the population that has been vaccinated. And so we have seen a significant improvement. And I think what we saw through the Omicron variant is that the hospital cases were significantly down due to a number of reasons. Obviously, people being vaccinated, prior infection. I think about 70% of the population had natural immunity. And then obviously there have been reports about Omicron just being a lot less severe in terms of the virus.
Okay, so then on the application of a mandatory vaccine policy, the ruling spoke specifically as to what procedures should be adopted by an employer to then, you know, actually apply a policy, i.e. we have the policy in place, but now we have an employee that then refuses to get vaccinated. How do we then apply the policy?
So the process the company went through was one of incapacity.
Yes, so it would be the normal incapacity process where, and what it obviously makes emphasis about is the fact that they then followed fair procedure that was related to that incapacity, i.e. giving them an opportunity to state their case at inquiry and the like, the employer then obviously determining the capacity, whether it's permanent, temporary, you know, and then having a look at ability to then accommodate such an incapacity. So I think the takeaway of this ruling is definitely the comments made by the commissioner relating to the duty of the employer in regards to occupational health and safety.
Absolutely. I mean, the commissioner found that the employee's refusal to be vaccinated had a negative impact on the company's ability to create a safe working environment. And I think this is very interesting from an OHS perspective, because this is very much aligned to the directive from June, where they said that from, in terms of Section 8 and Section 9 of the Act, that employers have a duty of care and are responsible, obviously, for creating a safe working environment. And in this case, the commissioner found that if that employee is not vaccinated, then it would be very difficult for the employer to do that.
So there will be many employers now intending on implementing and applying a mandatory vaccination policy based on this ruling being so widely publicized. What is your advice for employers that are now considering to do so?
So the implementation of a mandatory vaccination policy is not a simple one. And our advice is obviously to follow the guidelines of the directive that was published in June last year. And if those guidelines are followed, your risk assessment is conducted. Base your decisions on the outcome of your risk assessment, but ensure that your risk assessment is comprehensive and that takes into account all the considerations within your workplace.
Yeah, it definitely shows that a well-rounded approach is taken and not one that's just spur of the moment. I would like to do it. I saw that you can, so now I'm going to do it. It's a lengthy process just to implement, and then obviously we get the takeaways that this ruling identifies that is the correct way to do so, and that they will then accept it if you do so correctly and with a well-rounded approach.
Exactly, Barry. And as per that ruling, I mean, what you need to factor or take into account is that process took over 3 months.
Yes.
And that's really, I think, one of the key takeaways from
it. Wasn't here's a policy, you got a couple of weeks to go and get vaccinated. This was a lengthy process where you can see that the commissioner placed a lot of emphasis on what went into it, simply just to implement the policy, and then obviously the application thereof once it had been implemented. But thank you, Duncan, for your time on the show. We look forward to having you back for any other occupational health and safety matters we may have. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry.
So that's it for this week. As always, get in touch on social media. Drop us an email at sesk@labournet.com. And if you want to get in touch with Duncan as well, let us know and we will get you in touch with him if you need to do any risk assessments or if you are intending on implementing a mandatory vaccination policy. So from myself, BGD, and my MVP, Yas. Till the next show, stay safe and cheers.
Staff Employers Should Know was proudly brought to you by LabourNet, management's ultimate HR solution. For more episodes from Staff Employers Should Know, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you play your favorite shows. Case law or statutes referenced in the podcast are current at the time of recording.